and ball instead.
Peppa can throw the ball,
says Daddy Pig.
And George has to bat it.
George hits the ball. Susie catches it. Oh dear, George is out. Poor George. He is too little for bat and ball.
You just need a bit more practice,
says Daddy Pig.
Watch me.
Daddy Pig bats the ball hard. Oops! It has gone all the way into the house. Mummy Pig is having coffee in the kitchen. She is very surprised to see Daddy Pig.
Can we have our ball back, please?
He asks.
Yes,
says Mummy Pig.
But please play more carefully in future.
Danny Dog comes to play in the garden. Daddy Pig decides to start a new game. He gets two bars and a yellow pole out of the box.
Limbo!
Cries Daddy Pig. He turns on some music, leans backwards, then walks under the pole. Daddy Pig makes the pole lower, but this time he can't walk underneath it.
Your tummy is too big,
giggles Peppa.
My turn,
says Danny. Danny, Peppa, Susie and George all go under the pole.
Now we'll put the pole even lower,
says Daddy Pig.
Ooh, easy,
giggles Peppa. But this time, when Peppa tries, the pole falls down.
It's impossible,
she decides.
Nobody can go under that.
The pole is very, very low, says George. He wants to have a go.
Wow,
shouts Danny.
George can do it.
Hooray!
George is the best at limbo because he is so little. Well done, George.
Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig. Peppa Pig.
A trip to the moon. It is a lovely sunny day, and George and his friend Edmund Elephant are playing with their space toys in the garden. Oh dear, Edmund's space toy has landed on Peppa's head. She is not happy.
Are you going to the moon?
Asks Daddy Pig.
Moon,
says George.
It's just boring space stuff for babies, Daddy,
says Peppa.
It's not real.
Space is real, Peppa,
replies Daddy Pig. Mummy Pig tells the children about a show at the museum, all about the moon.
Shall we go and see it?
Asks Daddy Pig.
Yay!
George and Edmund laugh. They want to see the show. At the museum, they all buy tickets.
Will we really have to go to the moon?
Peppa asks.
No, Peppa. It's just pretend,
Miss Rabbit tells her. Mr. Rabbit is the tour guide.
This way for our trip to the moon,
he calls, leading them inside. When they are all seated in the rocket, a voice booms.
Blast off! We live on a planet. Does anyone know what it is called?
Mr. Rabbit asks.
The Earth,
Daddy Pig guesses.
That's right,
Mr. Rabbit smiles.
Does anyone know what these planets are made of?
Mr. Rabbit wants to know next.
Of course, the moon is made of cheese,
Daddy Pig jokes. But Mr. Rabbit doesn't find it very funny.
No, the moon is made of rock, and this is a serious tour, so no jokes and no giggling.
It's a pretend moon, really, isn't it?